Let's check on stories we're following on Robinhood Radio. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for our listening area in the Robinhood Radio listening area. That winter weather advisory will run from 4 a.m. Saturday to 7 a.m. on Sunday. Potential for anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of snow to fall. There's been a delay in the completion of locker room renovations at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Region 1 business manager Sam Herrick told the District Board of Education the area was part of a broader project that took place this summer. The problem was with the installation of the elevator shaft. They're also awaiting 4 solar panels, according to Herrick. But there was some good news. The roof project came in about $250,000 under budget, and also the overhaul of the science rooms came in with some surplus funds. The boiler replacement will come in slightly higher than budgeted. In Salisbury, the Board of Selectmen named Jeremy Stanton to the Pathways Committee to replace former Selectman Kitty Kiefer, who has stepped down. Selectmen also plan to hold a town meeting during the week of December 18th to seek approval for 2 items. One, to have alternates to the Planning and Zoning Commission elected rather than appointed, and to purchase a smaller weed harvester to remove weeds from the town's lakes. At a cost of $180,000, it will replace one that sank. In addition, selectmen agreed to change the time of their monthly meetings from 4 to 5 p.m. on the first Monday of the month. Voters in 3 local school districts in New York overwhelmingly approved millions of dollars in capital project spending this week. Beacon, Red Hook, and Spackenkill all had plans up for votes. Red Hook and Spackenkill, more people cast ballots than during the annual budget votes this year. Red Hook High School will get an auditorium after residents approved the capital plan by a vote of 637 to 615. The public is invited to bring their craft supplies to create Pine Plains Platter at 7 p.m. They'll supply free coffee and tea. You can also bring a snack to share. They're located at 2987 East Church Street, Route 199. Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health, in partnership with the Dutchess County SPCA, offering free rabies vaccination December 9th from 8 until 12 at Dutchess County SPCA in Hyde Park, New York. More information at 845-452-7722. Cooperative Cats Holiday Fundraiser on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Masonic Oblong Lodge, Route 343 in Dover Plains. It'll benefit Cooperative Cat Rescue. They're having Santa, local vendors, a bake sale, a 50-50 raffle, free hot beverages. Santa will be giving out goodie bags to children while supplies last. Santa will also be appearing at the Bargain Barn in Sharon on Saturday from 10 until 12. Free pictures with Santa Claus. There'll be cider and cookies. This has all been set up by the Sharon Lions Club. You're asked to please also bring some non-perishable food items to donate to local pet rescue organizations. South Armenia Women of the Church present their annual Silver Tea and Christmas Sale on Saturday from 10 till 1 at the South Armenia Road in Wasaic, New York. A Hobby House workshop with Tom Hanford will be held on Saturday from 1 till 2:30 at the Northeast Millerton Library, 75 Main Street. It's a program for children and adults. December 9th in Rhinebeck, Wilderstein has their Yuletide Tea. Reservations fill up quickly, so contact them early. A tour of the mansion is included. It begins at 1 p.m. December 9th in Chatham, the Crandall Theater has a ribbon-cutting celebration taking place in front of the theater to honor its official listing on the New York State and National Registers of Historic Places. 1 o'clock is when that starts. West Cornwall Holiday Stroll. Events begin with a holiday craft workshop. And Joe O'Brien at the Soul Train Gallery, Santa overseeing the operations. Businesses will have special offerings. The library will screen The Grinch That Stole Christmas and more. It happens in between 1 and 6. In Germantown on the 9th, Friends of Claremont Holiday Party. That is at 2 p.m. December 9th in Great Barrington, the Holiday Shop Sip and Stroll goes from 2 to 8:30 p.m. At the Sandusfield Arts Center, they have their Yuletide Festival. That starts on Saturday at 2 p.m. In Copaic, the Holiday Light Parade will take place on Saturday at 5:30. Line up at 5 at the Copaic Firehouse on Center Hill Road. Diamant Library in Falls Village hosting its 7th annual popular year-end flash art exhibit, 12x12, 2017 on Saturday, with a reception from 5 until 7 p.m. It's free and open to the public. December 9th, Rhinebeck Oblong Books and Music presents Annie Leibovitz, signing copies of her new book, Annie Leibovitz, Portraits 2005 to 2016, from 6 until 8 p.m. In North Canton, the Douglas Library Holiday Party is scheduled for the 9th from 6 till 8 p.m. at West Main Street. Tickets will be available for $15 per person or $25 a couple, available at the door. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast at the Sharon Firehouse on Sunday from 7 until 10:30. The Canton VFW presents Breakfast with Santa, a free breakfast buffet when you bring an unwrapped toy to help families in need and help make everybody's Christmas wishes come true. That'll be Sunday from 8 to 11 at the VFW post in North Canton. It includes buttermilk pancakes with syrup, scrambled eggs, bacon and sausage, toast with butter and jam, coffee, juice and milk. Santa will arrive at 8:30. Photos with Santa, art projects, face painting, and more will be held. On Sunday, everything you wanted to know about hunting happens at 11 o'clock. It is happening with the Gallatin Town Hall on County Route 7. Kent Historical Society convening a holiday historic house tour focusing on structures built in the 18th century. The tour will take place December 10th from noon till 4:30. Advance tickets available at kenthistoricalsociety.org and the Heron Gallery, Kent Wine and Spirit, and the Town Clerk's Office. Wasaic Fire Company Auxiliary will hold their Holiday of Lights on Sunday. Santa Claus will be at the firehouse from 2 to 4. Parade lineup at 4 at Luther's Auction Barn. And the parade starts at 5 p.m. At 6 p.m., the tree lighting will take place. Sing-along refreshments, tree lighting, a bonfire, and more. The Ankrum Winterfest on Sunday at 2:30 at the Ankrum Town Hall, County Route 7, featuring Hudson Valley troubadour Mark Rust. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 70.57 to 2421.48 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 6812.84 and the S&P 500 2636.98. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.